Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, what's up? It's Trey.
So, all right, I just gotta get into it. We were recording earlier and we recorded a whole segment, but I just could not get into it because I had to wait on him because he had to take a break.
Super break.
Yeah. So, because he had to take this break, I'm sitting on the couch. Oh, sidebar, we just moved. Yeah. You want to tell them where we moved to?
So, unfortunately, we left New York. Unfortunately. We were tired of hearing fucking cars racing back and forth. And
I was tired of the Dollar Vans having their nightly concerts in Walgreens parking lot.
For real. We was tired of that. So, we decided to move along and go down to Georgia.
Yep.
How do you feel about the move?
Honestly, like I was saying before, I still haven't taken it all in yet. But as far as like just being able to just have that transition, I feel good about it. And I feel good that I'm with someone that I know that I'm safe with, someone that is going to make sure that everything is okay. So as far as like feeling secure, I definitely feel secure.
Yeah,
but we just haven't taken it in yet, though.
Yeah, because we've been back and forth. We've been going places and stuff like that. Like, even now, like, well, it's 11:56 in about 4 minutes. Tomorrow, we're dipping to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. Really? We're not leaving tomorrow.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, duh. Yeah, we are technically, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy.
And that's for another week.
Yeah, and that's for another week. We're not going to even be at this place that we just moved to.
Yeah.
For another week. It's crazy. But as far as the vibe and aroma and everything out here, I like it a lot more. It's different. I love change. I love different. I love different energies. So I feel like I'm liking here a lot better than New York, you know.
Listen. Right now,
New York was a little too nuff.
Right now, anything is, well, I'm not going to say anything, but like I said, I haven't really taken it in, but as far as just like, you know, our new home and everything like that, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Lit. So,
niggas got smart features everywhere. We could talk to the wall.
I'm dead. I just love that we were able to do this, and for me personally, is with somebody that I am so in love with. So
definitely,
it just means a lot. And I feel like, you know, as far as like motivation and things, as far as what we got planned to do, it's just a good environment for us.
Yeah, like this shit, when I tell you, it, the crazy thing about it is, you know, when you ask God for something, He
Talk
will
about it.
Definitely give it to you.
Talk about
like,
it.
It's it's crazy. Like, we asked God for a new everything, to be honest.
Yeah.
And not only did we get a new home, we got two new cars, but, you know, we don't got both. But
yeah,
we had a new car, and then we end up getting another, switching that for another car. And to be honest, you know, we... The crazy thing about it is the car that we got right now, we was talking shit. And then we got inside of it, and you know, it's destined, you know. Just like
I was more so talking shit.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about no Hyundai.
No.
It is a foreign. However, it was just one that was very common. And you know the story. I don't even need to bring that. I don't have to shed light on the story.
Yeah.
I just was not jacking that model. But actually seeing it, and then number one, it's my favorite color, red. So I was like, all right.
And then it's a newer vehicle, and it has all the bells and whistles. So
yeah,
it's just, you know, it's something great. So just that, you know. And then it's just new opportunities.
Yeah.
No financial gains, like just money coming left and
right. That's crazy. We ain't even gonna talk about that. And that's why I'm so glad that we redid this segment, because I was chatting. Yeah. But what I will say, I'm gonna double back on what you said about as far as like having God in our lives and praying. Our relationship is based on God. God comes first, regardless, for our personal lives. But as a team, we put God first and we leave everything to Him. And it's just, for me, just, you know, just looking at the whole thing, like I'm stepping outside of the whole situation. It's just like, it's just blessings upon blessings upon blessings.
Definitely.
And we're really, we're blessed. We're lucky to be experiencing these things, because a lot of people don't get to even experience anything.
They don't go past the block. You know, so, or that little confined environment that they're in, you know, they never been, like, it's crazy. Like, there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of people. Brooklyn, if you're born in Brooklyn and you're raised in Brooklyn, Brooklyn is like boring to you. But then Brooklyn has so many nice hidden spots that even the people that's raised in Brooklyn don't even know about it. Unless you're a type of person that likes to get out your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
That's one thing about it. Like, both of us had to get out of our comfort zone, you know. As far as what we want to do, what we like to do, and how we are as a person, we had to get out of our fucking comfort zone just to make it work.
And also, sorry to cut you off. And also, just to be clear, we are both individuals who are from Brooklyn, but separated ourselves from being into that whole stereotypical aspect of we don't know anything outside of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And we were lucky to have those type of experiences separately.
Exactly.
And it just kind of was hand in hand when we got together for us to just start exploring more and more and more.
Yeah.
And in the time span of our relationship, to be completely honest, we did a lot of things that people don't even do in their lifetime. Think about that.
Yeah.
What?
You know, you want to know what's crazy?
What?
We've been more places than the amount of months we've been together.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
It's mad crazy. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just exploring. Like, this world is so big. Like, you know, when you meet somebody and somebody else knows that person, you be like, oh, this world is so small. Yeah, but it's a big world. Like, there's so many things. Like, and you wouldn't even think, just going to that little countryside all the way in the ditch, would 5 hours away from home would be so amazing. But that time we went to Vermont, it was just an amazing experience.
Vermont was a whole vibe. You
it was so amazing. Like, I've never stayed at a chalet before. Never.
Do you wanna don't stop flexing. But do you wanna explain to the listeners what a chalet is?
So it's kind of like a cabin, but it's not a cabin. It's more so like, it's when you build a home, it's on a flat level. A chalet is more so like a home that is built on a slant. So it's kind of like built on either mountains or a hill or whatnot. So you have, it's like a old school wooden type of cabin looking lodge type of feel. But
on an elevated level.
With on an elevated view. Level of great view, glass everywhere, like a panoramic view of the mountains, of people below you, homes below you, trees, all of that, and is near to a couple of ski resorts. It's just a beautiful vibe. A beautiful vibe.
Yeah.
And then we went other places too that I won't. I'm not putting.
Yeah, I was just about to say, don't even do that.
You know, because I don't want y'all to go fucking up the spots.
Don't listen to him.
Do your own research. No, you know when somebody
you're disrespectful. Don't talk to the listeners like that.
You know when you put one person onto this place and then everybody
That was rude. What you just said.
Listen. I told you about STK. I went to STK. That was long ago. But yo, STK is getting watered down.
You took me to STK.
I took you to STK, but I took to STK properly. Properly. How you should go there. We're not gonna go there. But as far as like they be water, like even like Sojo Spa Club, like in Jersey. It's this nice hotel, resort, spa type of shit. You took one of your clucks there? I've never been there. Wanted to go there, but it's just like Spa Castle. I wanted to go there, but they just blew that shit out the water to the point where they was talking about the pool was full of cum because everybody fucking there. Like, it's just, it was just like everybody was going. Like, it's been a couple years since I've been to Spa Castle, but I've never had that type of
I've never had that type of experience at Spa Castle. The times that I went, it was really like a relaxing type of vibe. What I will say, which has nothing to do with that, but I even know some spots that are like local spots as far as like massage therapy and stuff, oriental places.
Yeah.
And whew, them 2 hour massages with the hot stone will get you all the way right.
How about the food and the food spots we've been to? Low key, and it's not even like the big SDKs and the big this or that. Like,
yeah, I know. And it's so crazy because like I'm a foodie. Like, I love food.
Like, it's crazy. So I know you like food, so I like to kind of put you in different experiences. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, what was the best one that we've been to?
Food spot?
Yeah.
Come on, that's not even fucking fair. That's not fair. Yo, he's disrespectful. That's not fair. How am I supposed to know?
Like, this two
give me,
in
can
my,
you give me, like, a dish?
No.
Or, like, an, like...
You see how crazy it is? She has to pick a dish. That's how many spots we've been to.
You trying to flex. Yo, he's rude.
But nah, Try to give us... For me, I would
break it in a category. Like, come on.
Because if I say a category, then like, it's just, okay, steakhouse.
He's not fucking playing fair. Because number one, he loves steak. And we've been to, like, quite a few. All right.
I'm talking about experience now.
Experience?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to be completely honest. The best experience that I had, I don't even remember, what's the name of the place?
The Brazilian joint.
Oh, I forgot about that, but I wasn't talking about that.
That to me,
that's a flex.
Yeah, the Brazilian spot.
That's a flex. What is the name of it?
Fogo de Chão.
Yeah, that's a flex. That place was really, really good.
But we went to a couple of Brazilian joints. I think we went to 2 or 3.
What I'm going to say, that is the first. I'm going to put that first. The second experience that I like, what is the other one that we went to with the fire? And the girl was there and you was like, that was her sugar daddy.
Where were we?
We was local. Remember we was at that place and then we seen it and I was like, oh, and you was like, oh, what is that place?
No, I think I know what the first or the second one is for you, the castle.
Oh, God. The castle was a great experience, but that wasn't a steakhouse. We was talking about steak.
Okay.
He trying to show off. I'm spoiled. Okay. And he's just trying to rub it in. I'm spoiled. Rotten. Okay. But the castle, that's a whole nother conversation in itself. Like, hold on, young. You're not ready for that. Like, you're not talking about the castle. You said
the fire. I'm really trying to remember the fire.
With the you was watching the young girl with the sugar daddy, and she was sitting on his lap.
Oh, you're talking about Insignia.
Yes.
Insignia was that was a really amazing. Nice experience. There was foreigns everywhere.
Yeah. That whole, even the ambiance, everything about it.
It's money.
And then just even how they present the food for you is just crazy. Like,
yeah, the guy.
If they would wipe, like, if they had a choice or an option to, like, wipe people's mouth when they're eating, they would do it. Because like, every little thing, and they don't leave not even a crumb on your table once they pick up everything.
Yeah.
And then they even whip your mashed potato. They come whipped. But they whip it right before they give it to you.
Whip it real hard.
Come on, like, you ridiculous at this point. But that was, like, really nice. Yeah. Like, that was special. Like, I enjoyed that.
A lot of these places are
cool. I like the steakhouse in Boston, too.
That was the Brazilian joint, right?
Yeah, that was another. I don't remember the name. You remember
I don't remember. I don't remember.
But the name is not important, though.
But, yeah. The French, what was the worst ones?
The worst restaurants?
Yeah. Okay, sidebar, we never went to no cheap ass shit. But I think the food that I didn't like the most was the French one. The French restaurant.
With the kebab?
In Boston. The French restaurant in Boston. Them servings was fucking minuscule. Them shits was super tiny.
You know, it was so bad that I didn't even remember.
And how about the shit in in the Little Italy look? That area that looked like Little Italy. But it looked like they threw out everything. Go. Oh my God. But one thing I'm gonna say, you guys, it's important to kind of like really, you know, put yourself out there and kind of like just. Yeah, put yourself out there. Go different places. Like, explore, experience things, you know? It's crazy because, you know, I had started experiencing things, you know, going places that I'd never been before. And then, you know, I had fell off. But getting back with her and, you know, just being with somebody that's as adventurous as I am. It's just, you know, it just really, really like enhanced the whole, you know, mindset of wanting to just explore. And we just been around, like, we haven't been everywhere, you know, we haven't been out the country just yet, but, you know, that's soon. And the crazy thing is we just moved here like, you know, a week now. And we already going somewhere else. We about to take a nice little trip, you know, enjoy ourselves, you know. But yeah, explore, and don't be afraid to try something weird, try something new, go somewhere that you know is not common, like. Vermont wasn't common for me. Like when I said Vermont, when I thought about Vermont, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, ain't nobody fucking going to Vermont. But then when I looked, you know, on Airbnb and just all the resorts and all of the shit that they got over there. It's just like beautiful. Beautiful. Like, and like just places like Wisconsin and all these places got a lot of South Dakota. These places, they are nice places there. You just gotta find a diamond in the rough, you know.
Yeah, I had to take a break. So what you was talking about?
No. I was actually telling them to, you know, go experience thing. Don't be afraid to go experience and explore, you know. Kind of like channel, find that energy, channel that energy and try to like, you know, do it, because I promise you that, you know, you will enjoy yourself. You know, of course, I understand, you know, with everything going on right now, and even not only right now, like not a lot of people are financially able to do so, but it doesn't cost much just to enjoy yourself.
What I will say is that, you know, everyone is different. Everybody is unique in their own way. And I feel like it's very important to do what makes you happy, regardless of how other people may take it or not. So whatever that you like to do, try your best to try to make that happen for yourself, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it's only one life we have to live.
For a fact.
And it's really, really important. And, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, you know, I've been all over the world, but for the years that I've been here, I've experienced things, like I said before, more than people has experienced at all. Yeah. Like, there's people that has never even been to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
That I still can't understand.
No. And the crazy thing is, you know what? My parents haven't been to Atlantic City. No. I'm just saying, like, just people that I know. I have family members that haven't been to Atlantic City. Cousins, you know. And I have family that lives in New Jersey that haven't been to Atlantic City. Like, it's crazy. But it's not. Atlantic City is something that somewhere that requires you to have funds, and it's far. So I'd understand why some people don't go to Atlantic City. Is, you know, one thing that kind of like it like people in Long Island, when I told them that I came from Brooklyn, they're like, how is it down there?
Yeah, but we're talking about as far as like traveling to get a little experience. For me, before you started telling me what you were saying, all right, like growing up for me, like that was one thing. Like my family, we would always go to like Coney Island on the weekends, or we'll go like in a big group trip to the movies, and then like go to like different movie theaters, and then just hop through different movies.
Yeah.
And then, even though I wasn't legal, we would go to Atlantic City. And it was just like, okay, here's this big old place that's outside of New York.
Yeah.
Now, as I started getting older and people started talking like, oh yeah, it was nothing new to me.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, for you to have that type of experience, I think that it's good as a start, as something, yeah, because at the end of the day, you don't have to go to Atlantic City to gamble. Now it's like, it's not a big thing. But at a point in time, it was just like everybody would be into that. And I was so happy to have that type of experience to say that this is something that I did before. A lot of people has never even been on boats. I can say that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people has never ridden horses. Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah.
So it's just like little things like that. And it's things like that that makes me nostalgic, and it makes me appreciative of the little things that I have experienced, because some people have experienced absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And these are things that we gotta cherish. These are things that we have to lock in. These are things that, you know, you have these experiences, so you have these stories that you're able to share And for me, things, anytime I think about something that I've been through or something that I want to do, it's so vivid. It's like I'm looking at a movie. So anytime I sit and I talk about it, because like when I mentioned Atlantic City, all I can remember is the first time I went, it was just lights. Yeah. And that's what I see. So as I'm sitting here talking about it, and yes, it's unfortunate that, you know, there's people that have never been there, but in the same sense, there's people that has never been that wants to go or wanted to go at a point in time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's just the whole experience. It's just about being able to put yourself out there, because I remember the first time I rode a horse, I was like 9 years old, and there's kids that never experienced anything like that. Like, and it was because my cousin had a birthday party and that was a part of the whole festivities. And then as an adult, I was able to experience it again, and it was beautiful. But this time it's like I'm on the beach riding a horse. Like, what? People don't do that every day. So it's just like you gotta just take these things in. It's the same thing like what you were saying about as far as with your cars and stuff like that. I don't drive. Like, I don't drive. And when you were saying, like, for your age, the amount of foreigns you went through, I can't say that I went through that. You know, like, I'm now getting introduced to, like, all of this stuff being with you. As far as, like, you know, with foreigns and all of this stuff. Like, I didn't even care about that stuff before. But now I'm sorry. It's just far gone. So.
It's. I'm going to say this one thing, man. Like, before, and this is no shade or anything, before me, she didn't really care about shit like that. But as soon as I came through, it ain't been the same.
Like, never.
And the crazy thing is, funny thing, like, she's so used to my cars and shit like that, that we just had a rental just to drive around when we first came to Atlanta, to Georgia, just to check out, you know, a couple spots and shit like that. We was looking at places and other towns and stuff like that. And, you know, we had a little Mazda. That was our rental. Yo, you hear that? It was so crazy. But I had a couple things hidden, you know, down my sleeve. Like, but the way I see, she was super dread the next day I went and copped the i8. And she was just like, oh my God.
First of all, he's completely dragging it.
You wasn't.
So you no. You wasn't. Can I be honest?
Okay.
All right. Cause he's the car freak. So he was super excited, and then I was like, "Oh my God, this is what we're gonna get!" And I was just like, "Oh my God," I didn't say, and all that stuff that he's saying. And then when it pulled up, I just fucking lost it.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I fucking lost it, and it was just like, "Okay, who's doing that? I'll wait." Excuse me.
Who? Oh, okay. You had to knock the mic.
Had to.
But to. Yeah, it's just
made me put on my slippers backwards.
And you know, but you want to know, like, and this is the when she brought that up, that was just something that I was telling her. Like, I was just like, damn, I was just sitting back, just thinking about, you know, damn, at my age, like, yo, I've really been through that many foreigns, like, two hands though. Just wow.
And that's something that you should take in.
Yeah.
And again, God is something that you can't play around with.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not gonna, this podcast is not based on religion, whatever your religion is, to each his own. But I'm just saying, just being able to put your faith in God and actually believing, the more you believe, the more blessings that you will receive.
Yeah. Definitely.
If you don't believe, you're not going to really see anything. Like, because at the end of the day, when we wake up in the morning, we don't just wake ourselves up. It may seem so, but it's God. And that's all I'm going to touch on that, because I don't want to go into, maybe one day we can, but I don't want to, I don't want to go down that avenue right now.
I mean, earlier you were saying something, and I something came in my mind. You know how you was talking about how we pray together. And,
yeah.
You know,
where we do.
One thing it came into my mind is like a family or a couple that prays together stays together.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
And yeah, we survived the pandemic together too. So.
Yo, for real. Yeah. Quarantine love.
Wait, why? I felt like we touched base on this before.
I don't think we did we?
So, you see how he turned something so beautiful into foolishness? This is what he does all the time. And it's just like, it's so inviting and sickening at the same time. So, speaking of quarantine love, that's, you sure that's what it was called?
That's the name of the movie.
So... I just want to make this clear, and this is no shade, but we have cable, Netflix, Fire Stick, all that stuff. But I can't help it. We like the generic Tubi, and now we're just like addicted to this Tubi. And there was a movie called Quarantine Love. All I'm going to say is that this bitch kept talking about dinner, and it was dry ass bread with cheese. It was not even a grilled cheese. You said
it's raw.
It was just cheese and bread.
It was raw Wonder Bread, not even Wonder Bread. The Krasdale shit. This is that broke apart.
She broke apart.
She said she worked hard on that sandwich.
It was crazy. And then when you brought it to my attention, I couldn't, I just couldn't. Because she was talking about like if she's making a full-blown dinner.
Dinner. Was grilled. It was not even grilled cheese. It was just raw cheese.
But all jokes aside, you know, and again, just like any other strong couple, like you go through your obstacles, you go through things and stuff like that. Because I am a very, very, very difficult person to deal with. You gotta have really, like, you just gotta make, you just have to be like a confident man to deal with me. Like, you can't just be.
Not over here, man. Not here. Listen, I'm not laughing. We're not laughing at what she said. It was just something that happened.
It was the inside.
It was an inside joke.
But yeah, and it's just that I feel like, again, every strong couple goes through their obstacles and stuff like that. And I was talking to you about it earlier when I was saying that, you know, there's people who I've worked with that they have been with their significant other for years, or I hear stories about they've been married for 60 years, and no matter what. Like, I'm talking about at one point they probably wanted to rip each other's heads off. They stuck that shit out.
But that's how it was back in the day. That's how it was. Like, when... It's crazy because nowadays, like, because divorce and you know... It's more so the media that fucks everything up. And I get it, you know, you gotta love yourself and you gotta know what situation you gotta, you wanna put yourself into. So, of course, I understand if you wanna leave a person because they're toxic to you and this and that. By any means, I will never say, tell anybody to stay in a toxic situation. But if toxicity isn't present, if it's, you know, a situation where you can stay and actually fight it through, why not? A lot of right now with the media fucked up so much, so many of our generation's mind, well, my generation, I should say, mind, And the ones that come after me, they're just fucked up. And they put it in their head that money is the first thing. It's the most important thing. You know, got people doing things for money or for attention, for views, for social media, Instagram, all that shit. It's sickening. And I think we was talking about it earlier, and that was one of the reasons why you felt like you wanted to just stay away from
social media. We was talking about this. But I decided that I am going to keep my Instagram just to keep promoting the content, because I do have my YouTube, guys. Go check it out. It's Torch Flames. And then my Instagram at Official Torch Flames, and that's with 4 Z's at the end. But what I was saying is that I just never could really get into social media. And people used to look at me like I had two heads. And also, for some people, they found it attractive because it was just like everybody is just like on social media. But for one, I always was told, even when I was doing music before with flight school and stuff like that, like, they're like, okay, you have to do this. Why you don't want to do this? And it's just like, I just didn't want to be on social media. Like, it just didn't do anything for me. Like, I didn't care. Like, I don't have to wake up and be like, oh my God, another follower. Like, I don't care about that. Like, that shit don't move me. It don't make me feel no type of way. Like, I just feel like there's just more important things. But as far as like on a business aspect and actually trying to build a brand, then yes, definitely.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people. I think I was telling you, I'm not going to say who it was or whatever, but there's people that's out here that's just doing the most for Instagram, for no money, for nothing, for nothing, just to be popping on Instagram and just for likes and views and stuff like that. It's terrible. And we got people overdosing on dietary pills.
Yo, I was about to say he's a clown, and then I was like, but wait, isn't that his whole persona? But is a troll. This nigga, it's just the PR. They say, all publicity is good publicity. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. But since we're gonna just like touch base on that, I think that honestly, he did that so he could just have his name continuing to ring bells and people having more and more attention luring to his name. Like, just for headlines, because that shit is ridiculous.
Did you think he did some research? He was like, yo, if I overdose on dietary pills, will I die?
Oh, definitely. He's calculated like that. He knew he wasn't gonna die. Mm-hmm. He's calculated like that. That's why. That's all he. And he only has time to do shit like that. Because mm-hmm. if you listen, and if you guys don't know who we talking about, we talking about 6ix9ine. But if you listen to him, and I'm just gonna say this, from listening to him before all the situations with him going to prison and all of this stuff, if you listen to him articulate, you know that he is very intelligent when it comes to facts and research and how to work around things. So do I think that he did this purposely for attention? Yeah, I do. Because that's just his character. That's just what he does. Yeah. Like, and again, because of this whole snitching thing, he thought that interview was going to have, like, go crazy, but it just fizzled down.
But that's because of who it was done with.
But I heard he did another interview.
He did another interview with, he did the first interview with,
the lady from, the Shade Room.
Shade Room, and then the Time, he did it with Times.
Oh, okay. But what I'm trying to say is with that, it fizzled down. And he thought that was probably, I'm assuming, like I said, I'm only speaking from my point of view. That's all that I can say. What I personally think is because he had such a crazy frenzy before all of this bullshit happened, that maybe he thought that, okay, that would just be the highlight to just have everything sparking again. But ain't nobody really jacking that. Like, nobody really cares. Like, it was interesting to hear, yeah, yeah. But it's just like,
because
nobody cares.
He knew the people that would actually push his shit, he contacted them first.
Yeah. Gilly, but they Joe. Not fucking jacking that.
Exactly. Like, if he really wanted to just do a interview, he would have went to Academics, his best friend.
I don't even wanna
But since we talking about niggas faking shit, let's talk about our president.
Your president? Y'all president? Nah. He's another
first of all, let's talk about the debate. Because that was
Yo, I'm sorry. Like, okay, so I'm sorry about the snorting, guys, but I can't help it. It's just something that is just, when something is just ridiculous, or if something is just extremely funny, I cannot help it. It just comes out. But we did not watch the debate, but let me tell you, them fucking clips though. Yo, I cannot. Yo, Joe Biden.
Will you shut up, man? Nigga said, this clown.
And he did it so like, I can't even say
it was so, it was seamless. Like, it was so slick and cool. Like, it was just, he like Obama, like his mans. Like, it's just smooth and cool with it. He learned from the best, you feel me?
But let me tell you something. Do you know Anchor set up something for me to, like, promote voting?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I'm not.
Nah, yeah. We got off that. Anyway, back to the debate.
Yeah, I just had to throw that in there. So who's gonna vote? That's nice. You know, do what y'all gotta do and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, I'ma just say this. Like, the clips and stuff from the debate was funny and stuff like that. But it's
alarming.
At the same time, it's just like, when I look at politicians before, growing up and just looking and stuff like that, and just seeing everything that's happening now, this shit is a straight up fucking shit show. Like, it's just so ridiculous. And it's unfortunate that there's no stand up person. Like, I feel like with the whole Barack situation, besides him being African American, there would never be another situation like that again. And I'm not even talking about with the race. I'm just talking about the mannerisms, how everything was just carried out. It just will never be the same. Everybody's just doing the shit just for clout, and they're just doing whatever just to maintain in the spotlight and talk about shit. Because for the debate, shut up. Would you shut up, clown? Like,
How about
unprofessional is that?
A whole bunch of them would have died if you was...
Yo, he was... But you know what, though?
And they started talking about the nigga's son.
Yo.
And then the dude, yo.
He was like...
Joe looked like he was about to cry.
He was like, his son is not an alcoholic.
Don't talk
no
about
more.
My son. Like...
He was like, he not a...
He's really not a drunk addict.
But no, you know more. How he, Joe... Yo, yeah. We're talking about Joe Biden. You know what was so funny, though? Joe Biden was like, that's not true. That's not true. And then he was like, not anymore. So it was just like, it was true, nigga. This nigga talking wild shit. And because the way he played it off, I was like.
And then he said, you said you graduated the top of your school. You didn't even know what school you went to. The name of your school. Yo. He said, don't talk to me about smart. You're not smart.
Yo, it's the fucking disrespect. Like, I...
And then, the crazy thing, this nigga go and catch COVID, quote unquote.
Yo. Hold on, yeah, I'll be back.
I'm fucking dead. Oh, man. Brief intermission real quick.
Yo!
Oh, shit. Oh, man. So, yeah, we're back. But, yeah, let's get on with our president who caught COVID, quote unquote.
So, yeah, you know what's so fucked up? So, they... All right. So, for y'all that don't know, especially, like, the young listeners and stuff like that, when you're in the media or if you're an actor or an actress and stuff like that, you might look like you're natural, but they literally sit there and just put, like, foundation on you and stuff like that. They didn't... They made sure today that shit that you sent me... Because I seen that shit on my YouTube feed, and I was just like, nah, I'm not even gonna bother... Leave it to my man to always fucking have me reading foolishness or watching foolishness. So he comes and he was like, look, did you see this? And
you
I'm
know
like,
what's crazy? They probably did put makeup on him.
They didn't. They didn't. Look less they didn't orange. He's not orange. They just was like, you know what?
They probably we need you to look like you. Less orange.
No. They I'm telling you what I think. They was like, you know what? No orange is gonna make you just look like That's yeah. why. So he could look like he's sick. Please give me a chance.
Yeah.
Seriously.
This
give me a fucking chance.
Come and do a video. Mind you, to do the video, you need people around you. Yo, for you to be a president, you need your fucking security and all that niggas around you.
And this no
nigga,
mask.
No mask. This nigga ain't quarantining for shit in that White House. And then Melania, she ain't gonna show up nowhere.
Melania don't want nothing to do with his fucking ass. She hates him. She fucking hates him.
Now you want me to fucking look like I got fucking off. I don't know how the fuck she talk. But
oh my God.
But I know for a fact she gonna steal somebody else's speech.
I ain't even gonna double back on that. Come on. Come on. We not even doing that. We not even doing that. She's as illiterate as that nigga in fucking Home Depot. Okay?
Walmart. NTNT.
No, that nigga was illiterate.
Oh, yeah.
She's just as slow as him.
Oh, for the money.
You know what I can't understand? You know what I can't understand? And it just irritates me because I'm a very, like, funny type of person. Like, we gravitated to that guy in Home Depot because, you know, it's just like, okay, a black brother. And it was just like, your response was just so fucking basic and illiterate. Like, really? And then on top of that,
he didn't even know what the fuck.
You couldn't even fucking help us? I'm like, that's why the nigga's not even wearing a fucking apron.
Yeah, he was wearing a different color apron. He was in the back.
All the way in the back. Like, no. No. But yeah, I just had to because that shit just irritated my soul.
Oh, man.
Visuals coming soon, right?
Yeah,
tell them
yeah.
it.
So, since we just moved, we're trying to get everything settled. But once we get settled down and, you know, we actually create a little corner for our, you know, for the podcast, we're going to have visuals coming real soon. I would say maybe in about 2 to 3 weeks.
I'm going to say like,
four.
I'm going to say, yeah, so stay tuned. Maybe like the ending of October, first week in November type of thing. But yeah, we're definitely doing that. I'm excited to do the visuals.
Definitely.
It's going to be
first
dope.
Week of October, definitely. But when we got the visuals, you will know because that podcast, we're going to say it. We're going to definitely state it. And it's just going to be a chill vibe, homie. We're not doing all that. That extra shit, you know, we just want to relax.
Yeah, we just want to relax and we just want to be able to give you guys good content, you know, genuine content. Because it's so crazy because, like I said, we recorded a segment and, you know, Trey was just like, oh, do you think it's going to be authentic? Because I always tell him that I just always want to come on here and just be as honest and transparent as possible. And I was just like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna just do it, but I'm not gonna act as though we didn't record this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we didn't record this.
But we recorded
the podcast
before.
The other segment that we recorded compared to this is like night and day.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Night and day.
And it was a whole lot shorter than what this is right now.
Yeah, so.
We've been ended.
So I'm just really happy. Are you good that everything, like, it worked out this time around?
Did it work out this time around? Yep, it did. Is there anything else we're missing?
Not really. I just think that, you know, we just wanted to update because it's been a minute. Yeah. Because when was the last one?
AC.
Right. It was the Why Joe Budden.
Why Joe Budden? Yes, definitely.
So how many was that? Like at least 3 weeks ago, right? It was a minute.
Yeah, it was a minute ago.
So yeah,
I think I had just got you this laptop.
Yeah. So, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you had got me the laptop before. You had got me the laptop on the Hilton.
No, I think,
and I like how he had to throw that in there. Like, it was Radisson. You corny for that. It was
Radisson.
But okay.
No. Radisson.
You gotta let everybody know when you bought me a laptop.
No, I wasn't.
Anyway, he is a show off. But whatever. Anywho.
Whatever. You are too.
Anywho, I'm not a show off. I'm not a show off.
I can't wait till we get out this Mazda, this Rolls.
That's showing off. I'm talking to my man.
Everybody out here got foreigns. Can't wait till we get ours.
Everybody out here has Hellcats.
Hellcats and Chargers and
he's just and chatting because challenges. He know I'll be on that ass. Don't come for me.
I ain't coming for you.
Right? Don't come for me. He just, but like I said, he just had to throw that out there. But I think you had just got me. The camera came first.
No, I had just got you the camera too.
When no, it wasn't that. In the same. That's not true.
Camera was was Hilton.
Okay.
Camera was Hilton.
It was both. It was both. But we ain't gonna be talking about hotels neither. It was both.
That's fine.
But it was like back to back, like one day and then the next day.
Next day, yeah, exactly.
So yeah. But that had nothing to do with AC. That was like...
Okay.
But I was saying
I
how...
we did record something in AC, did we or no?
We recorded in AC. That was the last podcast. That was the question I was saying. That was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Then you wanted to flex. And then it got into something else. This is us all day because it's just like... he uses the word passionate. But me, it's just like, listen, just let your wife be right. And that's it. Please. Made my braids itchy again. But yeah, so maybe like the last week in October or the first week in November, we're definitely going to do the visuals. What are you looking at your TV for?
My ass said the first week of October.
All right. Earlier. So what? Like, y'all know what he meant. And please, I want somebody to come for you. Please.
Try her.
Please do. Please. Don't put me out there like that. Please do. Anyway, yo, you're mixy. Like, really?
Oh, man. But yeah.
So yeah, we're just gonna end it here. So, how do you feel though?
Oh, great. This was a great episode.
Yeah, high five.
Hey.
Yes. Thank you for coming and adding your charm.
Definitely. Always.
So, yeah, we out. This was Talk with Torch. Later.
Later, y'all.